Every year since I was a little kid, my family has taken a 1 or 2 week trip to Illinois. It isn't the city or the suburbs, it's a plain old country. Dirt and gravel roads, cornfields, tractors, even giant herds of cattle. We step off the plane to excited grandparents and tiny cousins. The 3-hour drive to the farm shows off the state's monuments and features. The 5-lane highway turns into a gravel road as towering skyscrapers turn into rolling hills. Finally, we arrive at the house. I jump out and start to explore the place once again. After a while, the scorching heat forces me inside the air-conditioned house. There isn't a single cop or sheriff in the town, so I get to drive the truck on the back roads and tear up the old field with the 4-wheeler. A small drag to the right forces me to be responsible and start out slow so I don't drive the thing into a ditch. After a day of playing around, it's time for some dinner. It's way different from what we get out here in Seattle. Fresh sweet corn, lemonade, beans, and some potatoes to die for. But tonight is a special treat. We head out to the river for some killer catfish with the whole Illinois family. We talk and chatter until it's late, and then we head back to the house. The night is filled with howling coyotes prowling around the barn. In the morning, you can hear crickets and other odd noises in the fields. People in giant tractors give a small 2-finger wave as they cruise by to do their daily work. The best part about this trip is talking with family and hearing stories of what happened in the year. When I leave, I wish that I were staying longer. The trip lets me look forward to something every single summer.